Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everybody. I hope you've had a wonderful day. I know that I've had a pretty good day myself, and I'm so thankful for good days, because sometimes days aren't good. But from what I'm learning, I might be speaking my bad days into existence. So I got to be careful. I'm on the phone with my special guest today on the radio. This is John Scott. And, sir, I'm going to give him a little bit of background about you. I call him Master Pastor John Scott. And the reason I call him that is because, in addition to being a black belt instructor, he is also a spiritual counselor, was for 17 years at DCJ, which is Denver County Jail. And he is actually one of the first people to take me under his wing and show me how to be a spiritual counselor. And he actually put me to work there at DCJ for about 3 years. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Wonderful.
I'm so happy to have you here. And, you know, I laugh when I think about this because, you know, when I showed up at DCJ, Denver County Jail, is it Denver County or Denver City? It's Denver County, right?
Denver County, yes.
Okay, very good. And of course, you were in charge here. You were the counselor there, and you literally took me in and believed in me to be a spiritual counselor. And you know, it's not like you put me in with the people that maybe stole a candy bar or something. Man, you put me in Building 22, sir. I mean, these are inmates that had committed some heavy duty crimes and.
Right.
You know, I know that you really believed in me because we went to Building 22, and once you shut that door, it locks. So you open the door, you let me in, and you shut the door, and you walked away. and there were like 20 inmates there waiting for me. And I'm like, well, I know he believes in me as a spiritual counselor, and I also recognize that he must believe in me as a sixth-degree black belt. So we did that for about 3 years, and it is one of the most, I tell you what, sir, that is probably one of the best experiences I've ever had because, you know, spiritually counseling these inmates, they're just regular people who got caught. I mean, they made some bad judgment calls. A lot of people,
right.
Everybody makes bad judgment calls, but they kind of got caught. And
right.
One thing that I realized being a spiritual counselor there was the fact that a lot of them were very grateful. They were so grateful to be where they were. And you're thinking, well, how can anybody be thankful and grateful that they were locked up? But they're, you know, they were like, I just want to thank God that, you know, I know he took me in and made me stop and think about what I was doing. And they actually would vocalize this almost, you know, every week. And they said, you know, the same thing. They wanted prayer for their family members because they weren't there and their kids and, you know, that kind of thing. But it brought up an interesting topic for me because I know that one of your all-time highest messages that I've heard you speak about is about what you speak. And these guys are actually speaking thankfulness. So, you know, I'm going to give you a couple minutes here, sir, and I would like for you – to please explain to us what you mean when you say that you actually speak, vocalize your existence into being.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you. And I only attempt to say or say what God says. He's the one that gave his word, and his word, Before anything manifests on the earth as we know, he had to speak it into existence. And he's given us, he made us just like him, and he's very great and powerful and has authority. He made us just like him. So when we speak it into existence. Well, he said, you're justified by your words or you're condemned by your words. I used to ask the question many times at the jail, what's more powerful, what you say or what you do? And many times, and most of the times, people will always say, well, what you do. I said, well, do they believe that in the courtroom? Do they believe that your words are powerful in the courtroom, that what you say can be used against you? I said, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. So whatever you say, that's what causes a manifestation. Nothing happens in life without you speaking it into existence. And what you say is what you believe. You can actually tell what you believe by what you're saying. Sometimes people said, I don't know why I did that. I would tell them, check back what you're believing. Because what you believe is what you will say. And the Lord showed us in Scripture that if you say something and believe something, you can get the greatest blessing that there is for this life and the life to come just by speaking a certain thing and believing a certain thing, and that thing will come into existence. And it's really no different than going into McDonald's and saying, number five, please. They give you a number five. That's what you ordered. And the Scripture tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's all you can speak, either life or death, and you get to choose which one you speak. God only speaks life. Satan only speaks death, but we can speak either one. But whatever you speak, because you're so great, you can get either one that you speak. That's why it's so it's common for people to say, you know, this old car, this old thing, or talk about money being tight. When you say your money is tight, your money hears you, so it backs away from you. When you say this old car, you're making fun of your car, so your car is going to answer to your words, and whatever you say, that's the way it's going to come out. No different than going into McDonald's.
Okay, sir, hang on, because this is, you're saying some really deep stuff. And, you know, I always tell you it's very rare to make me go, okay, wait a minute, stop and let me think about what you're saying. But you're the one person on the planet that can do that to me. Because the stuff that you're saying is so deep. And I want to break this down a little bit.
Okay.
What I hear you saying is the power of the tongue, to put it in a very layman way, because here's what I noticed. I mean, throughout my life, I started really noticing this, I think, in my mid-20s. If, let's say I'm in the car and I got really mad at somebody and I just went off on them. It doesn't matter who's in the car with me. I went off on the guy and I just spoke something really bad. I would never do that, right? Well, let's not go there. But anyway, I noticed something would happen. It's almost like it brought into effect a chain of events. So all of a sudden, I go to the store and I'm in line and something else frustrating happens. And I just, you know, it just makes me want to speak more bad things. Because it's like, I'm just like, there's just these idiots in line. What is the problem? Okay? So then I get back in my car, and then maybe I go, you know, to the gym to work out. Something happens there, and it's almost like I'm speaking all of a sudden all this negativity, like all the time for the rest of the day. And until I actually get a hold of that and change it, it keeps causing negative things to happen to me. So I kind of hear you saying that in a spiritual way, and I know that, you know, you are an ordained chaplain, and I know that you are Christian, but are you telling me that the things that I just said are actually spoken in the Bible the same way? Is that true?
The same exact way. Your words are seeds. He tells us that. And when you speak them, you're actually planting them. And the Scripture says in another place that whatever you sow, that's what you'll reap. If you plant apple seeds, you're always going to get apples. You'll never get squash. And if you plant apple seeds and expect them to get squashed, you're going to get squashed. So we are, death and life are in the power of the tongue. He said, now the Scripture says, your communication becomes effective as you acknowledge the good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Whatever you acknowledge, that's what's going to manifest. If you acknowledge the negative, that's what's going to come forth. If you acknowledge the good stuff, that's what's going to come forth. And then he tells us, Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up the good things, stir up the gift that is in you. If you don't stir it up and you stir it up with your words, you start saying the way you start saying about yourself, what God has already said about you, you start saying the good stuff, that's what's going to eventually begin to manifest because you plant it. And there is
okay.
a period between seed time and harvest.
Okay. And again, you're getting real deep here. So let me just stop you again.
Okay.
Okay. So when I say, you know, like you've heard the saying, it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
I have discovered that is something I was causing to happen, that I actually spoke the negativity and I attracted it. And
yes.
It's because of how, like you said, the power of the tongue, you know, and you're quoting, I think you're quoting a verse from Proverbs, right? Is it Proverbs, like 21,
yes,
18?
Proverbs,
18:21. Okay, so you're when it says in the book of Proverbs, which is in the Old Testament, which is written, as far as we know, by wise men, including King Solomon,
right.
the wisest man on the planet, he's saying
right.
that you will speak to the point you can speak life on yourself. You can even speak death on yourself, life
yes.
on others, death on others. That's how powerful and potent what you say is. So
yes.
I got to tell you, sir, I've noticed a trend. You know, I'm not a very political person. I try to stay away from it, you know, and I think you told me this too. Regardless of who's in office, who's in authority, it doesn't matter if you like them or not, you need to just pray for them, that
yeah.
they're going to make good decisions and good judgment calls, because that's what affects us. And
yeah.
your prayer is a positive power that will cause good things to happen. And, you know, I just I see a trend that people are so upset, where there even martial artists who I've always held in a higher, you know, caliber of how they conduct themselves, they've kind of lost it, especially in social media with writing down horrible, horrible things, regardless of whether they politically like who's in office or not. I'm just seeing a lot of stuff like this. And
right.
I remember, you know, what you're saying, you're going, no, Mom, don't speak anything bad about anybody. Please tell me why you should
sure.
never speak and vocalize anything bad about anybody.
Okay. One of the things that God said, he said, if you say that you love him who you haven't seen and you hate your brother that you have seen, you say that's a lie. Because God made everyone just like him. Now, God is not a piece of flesh, spirit. So everyone is made just like him.
These areas in the Bible that specifically deal with people who have spoken things and that
yes.
have made them happen, from even
yes.
God himself who spoke into existence the world.
Yes.
You know, that's how powerful we are. So if we're created in the image of God, then we too have the power to speak into existence, you
yes.
know, what we want to create and what we do not want to create. And
yes.
to me, that is one of the most powerful things I've ever heard. Because, you know, I just know that even to the point that your health will be affected, if you
yes.
actually vocalize and verbalize negative things, you can even cause your own body to break down and suffer.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important to be careful what you say that is negative, and in every way you can to try to speak very positive things. Okay, here's my situation.
Yes.
Let's say I really don't like somebody. I mean, I just don't like them. And they're coming against me, maybe causing problems or making issues for me. How do I handle that situation?
I like what the referee tells the boxers, to protect yourself at all times.
Okay.
Because when he goes to break them up from a clinch, one can actually do a sucker punch real quick, and the person can be knocked out. But he said, I told you to protect yourself at all times. And once the bell rings, they can still be hit after the bell. And he said, I told you to protect yourself at all times. So when the scripture tells us don't offend and don't receive offense, either one can wipe you out. Because if you offend, of course, we know that you can go to jail and all that kind of stuff or get beat up. But if you receive offense, you're receiving into your conscience is going to change, your thinking is going to change. Start now offending yourself and beating yourself up. Nobody can beat you up like you can. Nobody can cast you down like you can. You're one of your worst enemies. thinking that you're doing something well. That's why he said don't receive offense. So I don't receive offense. We used to have a deal at the jail that we called verbal judo. You just bypass and all that kind of stuff. But I hope that made some sense.
You know, that does make sense, because what I'm hearing you say is, you know, don't even let somebody offend you. Don't even be offended, because it's going to cause you to have a reaction and negativity that's going to make it worse for you. So I hear what you're saying when you say, you know, protect yourself at all times. Now, that's hard. That's hard not to be offended. But when you look at it to the point that you're going to attract either goodness or things that aren't good into your life, it's a practice that you really need to clinch and try to make happen. Okay, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. True or false, sir?
That is false. Words have killed more people than all the wars and tsunamis. Nothing happens without a word. And that's why, you know, statement, you know, deadbeat dads, deadbeat moms, all of that, that's never been said. That should never have been said, because that sticks with a person until they come to them, until they can realize that they need to put all of that mess off. But that's, words have killed more people than all of the wars and tsunamis. Nothing happens without a word. And word, because the scripture says faith comes by hearing. As soon as you hear something, a thought comes. And then with that thought comes an imagination. And the imagination is either going to be good or evil. And then from the imagination and thought, you get a feeling and emotion. It goes into your desire, it gets into your hope, and then your faith attaches to your hope and gives it substance. Now, on the negative, it happens at the snap of faster than you can snap your fingers. On the positive, you have to understand how to put it together on purpose, so you don't get caught up in that trap, because it can hurt. It not only hurt, but destroys your faith. And without faith, you can't please God. So if you receive an offense, now, you're in a position where you can't please God, because now you got all this mess going on around you. So that's why I don't receive. I understand what's said. It's not that I ignore it, but I know how to sidestep it and whatnot.
Well, you've had a lot. I know you've worked on this for years and years. You've had a lot of practice. But, okay, so here's what I'm hearing you say as well. You know, you're not going to get through this world without somebody talking bad about you or speaking bad about you. In the spirit realm, all good things come from goodness, from God, from our Lord. All bad things comes from the author of evil.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so when you know that you can get it both ways.
Yes.
You choose who you listen. You have the free will and the choice to choose who you're going to listen to, what voice you're going to listen to. Because, you know, the voice of God is always saying the goodness and the good thing and the things of faith, hope, and love, like you talked about, the things that are encouraging. The voice of God speaks healing. The voice of God speaks miracles, you know, and it's the enemy, the author of evil, who's going to be the negative voice, tell you can't do this, tell you are sick, you are good for nothing, you'll never make it, you don't have enough experience. You're going to always get those two voices. But which one you choose to listen to is your choice. It's your choice, and that's why you create your destiny with what you say. And you've got to decide which voice you are going to listen to. And I think that is one of the most powerful, you know, lessons I've gotten in my life. And just a little bit about Chaplain Scott. Taken, you came out of the Taekwondo, the Tiger Kim system.
I was with him for a while, but I started off with.
Anyway, you know, you're also. I want to let people know that you were a medic in the Vietnam War, and you know. God bless you for your service. We certainly appreciate that. And you've had a lot of experiences in your life, like a lot of us have. And, you know, a lot of times it was not easy. So when you tell people that it's so powerful, their tongue and what they say, you know, I know you're coming from a place of experience too, because, it, you know, it's your life has had many challenges as well. But
yes.
I consider you one of my, you know, one of my probably the top mentor that I know of as far as spiritual and spiritual counseling and those type of situations. You know, your knowledge is incredible to me. And if I'm not mistaken, I think you told me that you've, how many times have you actually read the Bible? I got to put this out there.
I've only read the Bible a little bit over 20 times. I've heard it on tape over, I mean, I've listened to the tape on New Testament over 200 times and the whole Bible over 100 times. I mean, I did that back in the early 80s.
70s. So. Okay. So you you definitely study your product. And, you know, I try to tell people this. You need to know. You need to have knowledge. I mean, it's just like showing up to class. It's like not showing up to class. If you want to be a spiritual person, you're going to have to study. And if you want to be a good martial artist, you're going to have to study. And the more you study, the better you get at it and the easier it comes. And it's the same thing spiritually. It's no different from any type of physical training or anything that you may do with your mind. So I like to call the body, mind, and spirit connection. It's very much the same in that way where you have to study to get this stuff. And I really appreciate the message that you have brought forth. And I know for 17 years as a spiritual counselor, you have helped countless inmates and have counseled sometimes on a daily basis for hours. And tell me a little bit about that, because when you're actually helping something and speaking goodness and speaking words of wisdom to someone, does that by the same token help you and help to culminate good things in your path just by doing that?
Yes. I would say to the Lord all the time when someone was coming down to see me, I said, Father, I know that you have something for me to share with them, but I also know that they have something to share with me, whether they understand it or not. So I was looking for both ways because, like what Paul said, he said, when you teach, you also teach yourself. So I was always in an expectancy mode to receive something, and I'm always that way. So I'm expecting to receive something from everybody because everybody knows something. Babies know something. And there was I forget the product now, but this baby product, company was having a meeting, a business meeting. Somebody brought the little baby in, and the baby said something. They went with the baby, and they became very productive with that particular thing. Everybody knows something. So it's very important for us not to put anybody down, but to listen, because God can speak to anybody or to anything. He said, if you want to know whether you should be working or not, go down and see what the ant are doing. And because they store up, they work during the summer, and they store it up so they can be sheltered for the winter. I grew up on a farm, and I learned speech control on the farm. We had 100 cows, 100 chickens, 50 turkeys. And sometimes the cows, we had barbed wire fence. And sometimes the cows somehow get out of the pasture. And I have to go out and get them. Now, if I used my voice in a strange way, and they could start running toward the fence, and they could, because of their strength, they could knock the fence down, tear themselves up. They could destroy the fence, destroy themselves, and they could probably come after me. But if I just go over there and open the gate, they come through with their heads down like, oh, you know, this is my mistake. So I learned that, and so it helped me in Vietnam. It helped me all through the service, and helped me as chaplain. You don't just go through and just start talking to people any way you want to, because your voice either inspires victory or inspires defeat. And so, I mean, you can start a riot with your voice. So I hope that made some sense.
Okay. My dog has to get on this show. Hang on. Well, darn. Now everybody knows I'm not in a radio station booth. Okay. Okay, sir, I quickly want to go over an understanding. and have you explain this as simply as you can, because spiritual matters, you got to keep them simple for me.
Right. Well,
yeah, they're so heavy and they're so deep. Okay. Let's say I need to make a change with my finances. I need to make a change with my health. I need to make a change in relationships because they're not working out right.
Right.
What are some of the things that I can actually speak? And when you say speak, you mean actually verbalize, vocalize these things, or even writing them down or putting them on social media, which everybody does today. What are some things I can actually speak to make these things happen for me?
Well, first of all, I would help. First of all, I would not tell anyone this. I would ask them questions. Would they like to be free from this or free from that? And if they said yes, okay, so here are some ways that we can do it. Number one, we're going to have to change our thinking. You have to change your thinking. Would you be willing to do that? Yes. Okay. And at the same time, if you change your thinking, you're going to change your imagination about them, because the scripture says without a vision you perish, and imagination is the first start of a vision, and then that leads to your hope, and then your faith grabs it. So you must be able to, first of all, understand the importance of speaking things into existence. So I would say things like, for example, concerning health, I would say that I'm free from sickness. I'm free from this particular thing. I would curse the root of it, command the root to die, and just thank God for the healing. Well,
wow. Okay. Let me stop you there, because you're talking. Okay. When you said change your thinking, wow, that's so. You actually, before you even say anything, need to change the thought. So let's say that you were abused or mistreated growing up somewhere in your life. Are you telling me you should not dwell on that, that you should actually change the way that you're thinking about it?
Yes, because because your thinking controls what you believe, and your belief controls what you're going to say. And once you believe it and say it, it's coming to pass. And so one of the things, that's why he tells us to meditate on certain things. We're thinkers anyway. God made us, he's a thinker, he made us like us, so we like him, so we're thinkers. That's why he said in Genesis 6:5, he said, the imaginations of their thoughts were only evil continually. And he tells us in another place to think on these things. So showing you just how powerful we are. We're very, very powerful creatures. So whatever you think, you're going to believe. Whatever you believe, you're going to say, and when you say it, you're going to get it. On the negative, it happens faster than the snap of a finger. On the positive, you have to know how to put it together on purpose and be understanding of the seed time harvest principle. I'm glad I grew up on the farm. We were planting.
Well, I can actually think that it's okay for me to think that I'm great. It is. It's okay.
Yeah. Ooh, he made you that way.
Yeah. Well, if we're created in the image of God, right, we have to be great.
Yeah.
So it's not wrong for you to think that you're great. Now, you might want to be careful how you say that. Certain people, I am great.
Right.
However,
if
you think it, though, you're starting to move in the direction of how you're going to act and how you're going to talk. So you need to think good thoughts about yourself.
Yes.
And I know you were talking about people that are sick, and I have seen this happen where people would go request someone to pray for them, or, you know, or would they talk about their illness, and you'd say, well, what's wrong? And they would just say, I have something that which has no name. They wouldn't even give it a name, like cancer. They wouldn't even speak it, because they honestly felt like speaking cancer would cause it to culminate in their body even more quickly. So they just don't even give it a name. They just are requesting the energy and the prayer, the energy that comes from the prayer, also to culminate about a healing. Have you seen anything like that before?
Yeah, and that's actually, we are to recognize the situation. Just because you say what the situation is does not mean that you're in agreement with it. Just because you recognize that this should not be here and you say the name of it, you right after you say the name, you tell it to get out of there, or you curse the root of it. So you do have to, the more specific you can be, the more results you will get. And so we should not be, he doesn't tell us to ignore the situation. He tells us to recognize it and tell it what to do, whether it's good or bad, whatever we, yeah.
I see. So, but you don't want to talk about how it's going to kill you. Or
no,
how
that's
you
right, right.
And you don't want to talk about the statistics of how, you know, 63 people never survive this. Or
right.
No one's, there's no cure for it. You don't want to
right.
speak those things because you're going to attract those things.
Yes.
Okay, I understand it. Okay, I totally understand what you're saying. And once again, sir, you're beyond deep. I'm going to have to get you back in here and talk about some of the other things that I know that we have sat down for hours and have discussed. And it absolutely is mind-changing when you can get in and study and get this knowledge that you need and make it fit to your life. You know, I tell people there's a difference between being religious and show up to a religious meeting once a week and actually making your faith a part of your life, your daily
yes.
routine, to make it work
yes.
for you. Those
yes.
are two different things. It's just
yes.
like martial arts, you know. It's
the same thing.
It's the same thing. If you want to get to the next level, you're going to have to expend the time.
Yes.
And, you know, it's no different. Martial arts to me is a very spiritual practice anyway, just because
mm-hmm.
the rules and the isms are all the same with how you get to the next level. And you can
yeah.
never really fully achieve, you know, the grandeur level of even as I am a 6th degree master, 27
right.
years, and I
right.
know you probably have twice that already. Man, I'm humbled that I still know so little about, you know, everything.
Isn't that something? The more you know, the more you know yourself, though, yes. Yeah.
That's so true. You know, people think, well, black belt, you know, that's it, you know. But what people don't realize is a black belt is just a red or brown belt with a different
mm.
colored belt. They haven't really, they really don't even know the black belt stuff yet until they train and learn it. So, you know, there's so much more out there, and I really appreciate you setting forth your knowledge. Chaplain Scott, I just want you to hang on for a minute, sir, and I need to do a quick talk about some things that are coming up. And
okay.
then I will get back with you. But
okay.
ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, I want to let you know that if you know of anyone that would really benefit from Master of Inspiration's program, to please have them tune in on Monday evenings on AMAA Radio. That's 9 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Mountain Time. And the link will be available. It is a radio blog show, so there is a link that's available 24/7 that we post, me with Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and that will be readily available to you. I also would like to let you know that I do have 4 books available. It's all philosophical wisdom and inspiration, and 3 of them are specifically martial arts related, though they are very much about life and life stories. And I know even my husband's doctor asked for the book and read it and called me just to tell me that he appreciated the philosophy in life. And so I tested him. I'm like, oh, really? Well, what exactly did you like in the book? And he actually came back and told me, so he wasn't making it up. He really did read the book. But the other book I have, Will I Ever Feel Happy Again, available through Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. This is a self-help book, and it deals with those who've had to survive the loss of a loved one through suicide, something that has affected my life actually more than once. So I wanted to get that out there to culminate some healing on an issue that, unfortunately, there's not a lot of healing available for people who go through something like that. And so I appreciate, you know, your patronage. The other martial arts books are available through Century Martial Arts. And then the Taekwondo book, Complete Eats Guide to Taekwondo, is available through Simon & Schuster Macmillan, and even Penguin Books has that book out. So. Sir, once again, I want to say thank you so much for joining me today. Man, time really flew, but we have got to be so careful with what we speak about ourselves and what we actually speak about our life situations. And because our speaking will culminate us into a direction that will attract either good things or bad things in our lives. And everything that we're talking about is actually in the Bible. So that's really cool, and I want to give the Bible credit for that. So thank you so much, and thank you, everybody. This is Master Karen Eden and Master Pastor John Scott, my guest this week, checking out, saying God bless you guys and have a good week. We'll see you next time.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.